football and men's basketball. And Joe has honey-do lists, and he's got kids to get off to school, and he's got all kinds of work to do. And it's always fun to talk with a guy with my kind of schedule. What's up, Joe?
How you doing, Tony? Yeah, we can relate with all the things going on.
Well, you know what, Joe? People think that you're just sitting around having a beer, watching a game, and you write a few lines. If they had any idea, they wouldn't want your job.
Oh, that's about right.
Well, let's talk about the Spartans. They're going to make sure that they get acclimated to the time change in Phoenix, aren't they?
Yep, they got there last night, and, you know, crazy enough, it was I think it's going to be about 80 here today, and it's going to be a high of 68 there today, which is ridiculous. But then it's going to get back to the regular stuff. But, Louisville's been there since then. Michigan State got there today. I'm going out there today. We've got media, interviews tomorrow, and it's kind of, they've never had this situation before where they played on a Sunday, and then for the second weekend had to do the Thursday game. So it's almost, it's almost like a second-day turnaround of a weekend for them.
You can follow Joe Rexroad at LSJ.com. I like going there because his blog, Hey Joe, is there, and he's always got the latest information about what's going on with the Spartans. Joe, it's been interesting to watch this year. I think that the team has performed just unbelievably from the aspect of you look at the product the first of the year, and those losses, though competitive losses to Duke and North Carolina, and you look to where they are now and with all the losses that they've got, and this team really has a good shot to get to that game against Kentucky should Kentucky keep playing the way people anticipate.
Yeah, I mean, I think, certainly Louisville could get them or Marquette or Florida could get them, but I think if they play their best, I think they have a good chance to get out of this weekend. And, it is kind of amazing, especially when you consider Brandon Dawson. I mean, since they've lost him, I think that has hurt him defensively, but I think offensively they've been better. They're shooting the best percentage of any team in the tournament. So, and, of course, Raymond Green, I mean, I swear every week he gets better. Like last week I was like, who is this guy? I mean, the stuff he was doing to take over these games, I swear, I mean, he seriously keeps getting better and better. And I'm not sure I disagree with Tom Izzo that maybe he should be the National Player of the Year.
Joe, is this team overachieving?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think it's certainly way overachieving in terms of expectations. I think you can say it's overachieving when you look on paper what it has. Although, you've got a McDonald's All-American running the point, Keith Appleton. You got of course, they've lost the other McDonald's All-American. You've got some athletes on this team, like Adrian Payne and Brandon Wood's a very talented player. And, of course, Draymond Green might be the best player in the land. So it's not like it's a talentless team, but I think it is one of those situations where, the sum's greater than the parts. And it's probably almost a reverse of last year when we thought it was such a loaded team and they underachieved. So, overall, I would have to say yes.
What is Louisville going to try to do to the Spartans to beat them?
I kind of thought it would be like 3 years ago. Rick Pitino didn't really press much in that game because a good coach will look on film and say this team is better when they run, and that's usually the case with Michigan State. But Tom Izzo kind of, I guess, taught me out of that yesterday, saying, this team is committed to that. It doesn't have the offensive talent of the team 3 years ago, and this team, it relies on turning teams over and pressing and getting offense out of that. So I think Louisville's going to go after them. I'm certainly they're going to try. They've got this kind of crazy zone defense they use. So, Louisville, thing is, they've got speed and they trap you, but they also have a shot blocker, 6'11 guy, Jiang inside, who has 116 blocks. So he kind of cleans up a lot of things, even if you break that press.
All right, Joe. Joe Rexroad from LSJ.com. Check out his blog. His title, Hey Joe. Have a safe flight. Get back here safe, and we'll talk with you soon.
Okay, Tony. Thanks a lot, man. Appreciate it.